Does anyone really know me? This is Dr. Herbert O'Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with instant illumination. Does anybody really know me? Well, the answer to that question is, do I know me? If I know me, then that is what anyone else knows too. Now, what do I know about me? Am I an unlimited being? Am I wonderful? Am I a sparkling light? Am I vital, dynamic, alive? Am I filled with joy and peace and wonder? Am I that? If I am that, then that is how anyone else knows me. Now, if I am unhappy and sad, if I am worried about how the world is turning, and if I'm worried about how everything's going on in this world, then that is how I am too. Who are you? What is going on in your world? I know what's going on in my world. In my world, I live in a state of constant awareness of the divine within. I live in a constant state of awareness of the divine within. Now, how can I do that? How can I live in a constant state of awareness of the divine within and yet have in the world problems? How can I live in a constant state of awareness of the divine within me and yet have in my world unhappiness or lack in any way? I can't. I live in the awareness of the divine in me, and when I live in the awareness of the divine in me, then every single thing in my life is exactly according to the revelation of the divine within me. And you can be sure the divine within me and the divine within you reveals purity, goodness, right action, truth, power, joy, harmony, love, unconditional love, wonder, fabulous wonderment. Yes. Does anyone really know me? Yes, they do. Everyone knows me because I know me. And I shine out who I am. So everyone only sees what I shine out, this who I am that I shine out. That's what everyone sees. Everyone sees this. Everyone knows this. Everyone experiences this. Everyone says, wow, isn't that beautiful? Oh, I like to be around that guy. I feel so good in his presence. I feel so wonderful in his presence. You know, here on campus, it's kind of amusing sometimes. Everybody knows who and what I am. And still sometimes they'll try to come at me with some problem that they feel is just rather overwhelming, and it's certainly a problem that is just driving them up the wall. And I will look at them and I'll say, you're so wonderful, you're so fantastic. Or I'll shout at them and I'll be a reflection of them. And I'll say, blah, 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 blah. And they'll say, how can you talk like that? How can you do that? Hey, I'm a reflection of you. That's not me. I'm just a reflection of you. You want me? Then I am peace. I am gentleness. I am love. I am unconditional love. Oh, you know, when I look at you, I don't see any problems. I don't see any condition that should make you unhappy. I don't see anything going on in your world which is not just absolutely wonderful. But can't you see this thing I'm going through? I see you going through a lovely experience of being yourself and having fun and expressing yourself in exactly the way you want to express yourself and just having a living ball doing whatever pleases you. But don't you understand it doesn't work out that way? Oh, yes, it does work out that way. It works out just that way. And you know why it works out that way? Because that's who you are. That's who I am. I am this loving, dynamic, fantastic being. That's who I am. Now, who are you? Are you a loving, fantastic, dynamic being? Well, I'd like to be. Well, then be it. Keep yourself so pure that nothing can impure you. Nothing can follow you up. Nothing can make a problem in your world. You see, to the pure, all is pure. We have said that for so many, so many years. To the pure, all is pure. We've said it so often that people take it for granted. They take it for granted. I like me. They take that for granted. I am God. Oh, ho, ho, do they take that for granted? I'm whole and perfect. Oh, my. Yeah. I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer. Oh, we've heard you say those things for a long time. We've heard you use those phrases over and over again. We've heard you refer to those phrases. But do they really work? Oh, yes. They really work. They really work. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in the divine sight within me. My goodness sake. Yes. Yes, that's who, what, where, why, and how I am. Now, where do I go from here? Where do I go from this point in my life? Well, I go from the point of leaving that which is behind, behind. I do not try to remedy the past. I do not try to embellish the past. I do not try to change the past. I change my thought today about the past. I change my thought today about the world in which I live. And by changing it, I merely put it in divine order. Now, how would God look at a being who was suffering from some unhappiness? God would look at a being suffering from an unhappiness to say, there, there, I'm here now. I'll hold your hand. All is in divine order. All is peace. Let's walk down the path of life now together. I'm holding your hand. There's nothing to worry about. I'm here. And you see, we can all sort of emotionally go along with that kind of a God. We can emotionally go along with that kind of a symbol, that kind of a thought. And we can say, well, if my daddy holds my hand, my mommy holds my hand, or someone I love and trust and believe in holds my hand, we'll be all right. We'll come through this just fine. Now, that daddy, that mommy, that someone you trust is the crystal within you, that crystal of light. If you allow any impurity to enter into the fact that your mommy or your daddy is going to lead you astray or hurt you or take you someplace that's going to be not nice, then that's an impurity. And so it is if you have an impurity in your inner self, in that crystal within you, that will lead you astray. And where will it take you? It will take you into an area of feeling that you are not secure, that everything is not going to work out all right. Well, everything works out all right. Everyone really knows me because I know me. And if I know me, I act like me at all times. If I know me, I live in the awareness of me at all times. I live in the happiness of me at all times. I live in the joy of me at all times. I live in the sparkle of me at all times. And does anyone really know me? You bet they do. Yes, I walk through life holding the hand of my dad, my mom, someone I love, someone I believe in, someone I trust. I hold the hand of God, you might say. That is a hand that I surely trust. But does anyone really know me? Do they know that I am God? I am my mom. I am my dad. I am all that I believe in. All that I believe holds my hand as I walk through the pathways of life and the magic of life and the experiences of life. That's who I am. That's who I am. And I love my mom and I love my dad and I love God. I love me. And so as I walk through these pathways, holding the hand of someone I love, something I love, I am that which I love. I am that which I am. Everyone knows us in the same measure, in the same token that we know ourselves. Everyone loves us in the same manner that we love ourselves. And everyone delights in our presence in the same way that we delight in our presence. Today, know in you, everyone knows me. It's written all over me who I am. Everyone knows me because it's written all over me what I believe in and where I'm going in my life. And I will now look at me and say, is this what I am? Is this what I want to be? Is this who I am? Is this where I'm going? And then I'll answer myself, yes. I am that I am that I am. I am God. I am all. I am peace. I am joy. I am truth. When you talk to me, remember, you're talking to the finest and the most beautiful aspect of your own being, because I'm merely reflecting back to you who you are. When I talk to me, I reflect back who I am, and I see the world good and very good, and I see everything in the world good and very good. Once I know who I am, my world knows who I am. And once I stand up for who I am, my world stands up for who I am right with me. And we live in a dynamic, wonderful life. Live this in your life now as I do in mine. And you can enjoy all the pleasures that I enjoy in my life, all the light, all the peace, all the harmony, all the joy, all the abundance of being myself and having fun. I love you. I love you. I love you.